No, Fanny. 'Tis too bad your teasing maid. How late you be a come? Where have you stayed? How long you have a made me wait about? I thought you weren't going to come again. I had a mind to go back home again. This isn't when you promised to come out.
No, it isn't any use to make a row. For upon my word, I couldn't come till now. I've been kept in all the day by mother, at work about own little job and t'other. If you don't want to go, though, don't ye stive, or I, a minute longer I depry.
I thought you might be out with Jimmy Blake.
Why should I be with he, for goodness sake?
You worked a Sunday evening wean, do you know? You went from church, a hitched up in his yarm.
Well, if I did, that weren't any harm. Look, that is summat to take notice of.
He took ye round the middle at the stile and kissed ye twice within a half a mile.
Yes, at the stile? Because I shouldn't fall. He took me hold to help me down, that's all. And I can't see what very mighty harm he could have done a-lending me his yarm. And, bar his kissing on me, if he didn't, I didn't ax him to, nor zay him it. And if he kissed me 3 times or 12, what harm are it? Why, isn't her my cousin? And I can't see then what there is amiss in cousin Jim's just giving I a kiss.
Well, he shan't kiss ye then. Ye shan't be kissed by his girt ugly chops. Lanky hound, if I'd a seen, I'll just wring up my fist and knock him down. I'll squat his girt pug nose if I don't miss him. I warrant I'll spoil his pretty lips for kissing.
Well, John, I'm sure I little thought to find that you had such a nasty, jealous mind. What then? I suppose that I must be a dummy and mustn't go about nor wag my tongue to any soul if he's a man and young. Or else you'll put yourself up in a passion and take a boy of given voke a drashing and break him bones and beaten heads to pummy. If you've got such jealous ways about ye, I'm sure I should be better off without ye.
Well, if good Jemmy have a wind your heart, we'd better break the courtship off and part.
He? Wind my heart? There, John, don't take such stuff. Don't take no more, for you've said enough. If I'd a licked another more than you, I'm sure I shouldn't come to meet ye, Zoo. For I've a toe to feather many a starry, and took a mother many a scouting vary. But throw me over now, for you shan't see me out with thee no more to pick a quarrel with me.
Well, Fanny, I won't say no more, my dear. Let's make it up. Come, wipe off thick there tear. Let's go and sit atop of this here stile and rest. Look about a little while.
No! Go away, you nasty jealous chap. You shan't kiss or you shan't. I'll give you a slap.
Then you look smiling. Don't you pout and toss your head at I and look so very cross.
No, John. Don't squeeze me round the middle, though. I won't stop here no longer if you do.
It's all right,
Fanny. Why, John, be quiet, will he? Fly upon it. Now, see how you've rumpled up my bonnet. Mother will see it after I'm at home, and give you a guess directly how it come.
Then don't he say that I be jealous, Fanny.
I will, where you be jealous, Mr. Johnny.
If I be jealous, you be rather ficklish.
John, live alone my neck. I be so ticklish. There's somebody coming down the ground towards the stile. Come, get down. I must run home. But my word, then, no. If I just die, they'll kick up such a row. Good night. I can't stay now.
Then good night, Fanny. Come out a bit tomorrow evening, canny.